Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to take a look at one of Marcia's recent selling case studies.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Marcia, let's talk about one of your clients who did something pretty proactive in order to put themselves at the leading edge as a buyer.
Well, what happened was they'd been looking for about 6 months. We've put a couple offers in. They were conditioned upon the close of escrow on their primary residence. So the place they currently lived in was getting packed with children. They had three kids and they were just stepping on each other. So they wanted to step up in their home size and style of home and location. And to do that, they wanted to buy before they sold, but they couldn't do that, navigate that financially. So what they did was they let go of their home they're currently in, sold it, became tenants again. In this case, with their in-laws, if you got family, that's an alternative.
Okay. So how long did it take them to sell their house? And do you feel like that gave them also an advantage because they could just wait for the best and final offer, so to speak?
Yes, I think that they were in charge of their sale. So we got four offers in, we took a look at them, took the lowest risk opportunity, then maximized that sales price and then closed it. Now they've got equity with liquidity. That was the tough part, is if you don't have your money in your hands, the seller's going to ask that question and you're going to commit in the terms of the contract that you've got your money in your cash liquid.
And now they're obviously looking for a property and just kind of combing the market for what's ideal.
Yes, but they did take the time to realize that there were things that would match their interests and their abilities. That's really important to see before you let go of your house. If you're going to let go and grab on, you got to be able to feel confident that you have the financial capability to meet your expectations to make that change worth it.
And how long is a loan approval good for when you get, you know, pre-approved with Liddell or one of the other lenders? Is that pre-approval typically good for like 60 days or 90 days?
Well, now we're looking for really contemporary pre-approvals. We want to know that the credit report was run in the last 7 days. So we really want quick action and lots of big promises from our lenders. And they're coming through. There's not been a problem with delays. The lenders are working evenings and weekends to get those approval letters out quickly because of this market.
So that buyer in particular, they're now living with their in-laws. Will they have to go back to their lender and update things before you let them make an offer?
Absolutely. And it will make the lender feel really good, warm and fuzzy that their promises can be kept. So it's a great way to become strong as a buyer if you have the ability to find an alternative housing source for short-term housing. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. And unfortunately, I have no room at my house, so go live at your in-laws. Have a great evening.